to something like the 17th or so Pro Fan trivia match, where team of fans take on a team of pros, and we see the trash talk the best, or answer trivia questions, one or the other.
Or our mic's on.
It's the last panel.
Yeah.
Last panel works in conjunction.
It's Sunday at Comic Con. The jokes are going to be bad.
No, they're always bad.
That's true. Anyway, I'm your host this year, Tom Galloway. And going and taking the fan team, going just basically running away from me. Start.
David Oakes, the Lego guy.
The Lego guy.
Peter S. Henson, Bleeding Cool.
Anthony Cullen, washed up former DC Comics colorist and current publisher of the Shadow and Doc Savage novels in trade paperback.
Comic book god.
And Hollywood Adonis.
Yes, there is that now too.
That's absolutely true. Derek Rakai, editor-in-chief of Fanboy Planet and writer for Monsterverse Comics.
And just because this is so cool and sort of ties in my childhood at least, Lynn, you're doing a new project for Batman 66, aren't you?
Boy howdy, they finally announced it. I have written an issue of Batman 66, which I believe comes out in November. From a plot by Harlan Ellison, a story he actually wrote for the original television series back in '66, and it never got produced. So,
is there time travel in it?
No, there is not. There is not always time travel in Harlan's story.
Is there Two-Face in it?
There is Two-Face in it. The first time, he was going to appear on the television series. So it's a Harlan plot, a script by myself. The art is by Jose Luis Garcia Lopez.
Whoa.
Dang.
Inked by Joe Prado. Alex Sinclair is doing the coloring. And the cover, the original cover was by Jose, and it's magnificent. But it's now become the incentive cover, because the cover for the regular issue is being done by Alex Ross.
Yeah, you're making you have to order an incentive cover.
Yeah. All of the above. So, yes, I have done that. I almost wore my Batman 66 shirt today instead of Dazzle Matthias. That's what I've done recently. And you?
Oh. I got fired a few months ago.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hey. Okay,
what is our topic this year?
So, you have done something since you co-created Swamp Thing and then the new Wolverine and the new X-Men, yes.
Yeah, it keeps you up the street, which in any community I live is actually something they like.
Yeah, property values. Anyway, okay, the way this thing works is basically sort of like your old buzz, old style college bowl. There are two types of questions, toss-ups and bonuses. Toss-ups, all worth 10 points. Bonuses, all worth 20 points. The way you get to hear a bonus is by someone on your team answering a toss-up correctly. Now, toss-up, a few rules on the toss-ups. Once someone on your team has buzzed in on a toss-up, if they get it wrong, no one else on that team can try. The other team, however, still has a shot. They cannot confer, however. It's one person per question on the toss-up. Bonuses, you can talk to each other, figure out what your answer is, and have just one person give it to you.
Well, now, the original things, before you do a toss-up, or before someone answers, you can't confer, though, between the teams.
On a toss-up, you can never confer.
Never.
Only on bonuses.
It won't let us talk to one another. But I've learned silence.
Code of silence.
Yes.
Should we move further
now,
down?
The other thing about toss-ups is... The other thing about toss-ups is, since you're really competing on there, obviously the other team can answer a bonus and you get a toss-up correct. You may want to buzz in before I finish reading the question. Mm-hmm. As Jim Hay used to say, if you buzz in early before I finish reading and get it wrong, we take 5 points off. If you get it right, well, we value correctness and pedantry more than we do politeness, so we give you 10 points.
Oh, goody.
And the bonus.
And
our
really
subject matter
this year?
Our subject matter is characters celebrating their 75th, 50th, or 40th anniversary, or in some cases, events.
Cool.
Batman.
I didn't know that. Just
Batman's fair game.
Yes.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Any other questions?
Golden Age Sandman.
All right.
I'm waiting for them.
Can we test our buttons to make sure they work?
Oh, yes, I forgot about the buzzer testing. Everyone, one at a time, starting from David, going down, test your buttons.
Sideways.
What?
Sideways.
Sideways.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Okay, everybody ready?
Yes.
Unfortunately, this printed out without 4-point font, so I'm going to need to...
Oh, great. So you need...
We'll let Len read all the questions.
Fortunately, I'm nearsighted. Okay, ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, first toss-up. A Tibetan monk, Bal Thum, was responsible for doing what with respect to a crime syndicate member?
Hey, giving power in his power.
That would be correct. And 2 points for
one thing I don't have.
Okay. And a bonus.
He says, trying to read it.
Zelda the Great, whose great quote was, "Oh, I hate robbing banks. All I ever wanted to be was a poor but honest magician," holds two distinctions among Adam West's Batman villains. Name either one.
Wow.
I was going to go, she's an Adam West Batman villain.
We took that one, didn't we?
No, it's not a recurring villain who wasn't in comics, because there's a few of those.
Mm-hmm. I got tons of those. Tons
yeah.
Two? Yeah, either one's fine. One is actually more about... Anything?
Seriously, no.
She was the first villain not directly from the comics.
Oh.
Ah. Actually, story 5, there's actually a story that was adapted from a comic but featured a male magician with a different name. So, and the other one is Anne Baxter, who played her, contrary to like the Riddler, Mr. Freeze, Catwoman, was the only actor to play two different villains.
You
came back as Olga Queen of the Cossacks.
You are going to have questions on Harlan Ellison's unproduced Batman script, aren't you?
But
Len wrote that, so we won't be able to get
it. Actually, I forgot to mention the running gag we have through all 15 of these is Len is hopeless on his own work.
Don't remember.
He's gotten a question about his own work correct exactly once. If he does it again, we will once again give him a standing ovation.
Please.
Okay.
Next toss up.
Next toss up. Hawkeye, Scarlet Witch, and Quicksilver all debuted as Avengers in Avengers number 16. But something is a retcon, as they weren't named in the issue. What other longtime Avenger character made their debut in that issue, having been tied up by Hawkeye? I can't see a buzzer.
Jarvis.
Correct. Yes, what happened was Hawkeye introduced himself by tying up the Butler and then shooting the ropes off of him with a multiple arrow shot.
Yeah.
He was later retconned, this was Jarvis, and he had planned it with Hawkeye all along to get him into the Avengers.
God, they retconned anything.
Oh, yeah.
Blame Ray Thomas.
Okay. And a related bonus here. In addition to his usual super speed, Quicksilver developed an additional power in the number 40s issue of the Avengers that just seemed to forget he could do it. What was that power?
Super creepy towards his sister?
That was about his first appearance.
Yeah, he hasn't forgotten about that. It's in the movie.
Anything? By vibrating his legs, he could fly.
Ooh.
He's flying around for about 10 issues, and he just never does it again. It's never mentioned.
He's kind of crazy. Johnny Quick's
lawyer. Exactly. Yeah, Roy Thomas is right. Draw your own conclusions there, folks. Okay.
Wait, Steve Englehart never did a 6-issue storyline on why he was no longer doing that?
I don't think Steve ever really used Quicksilver. He was off with the Inhumans during Steve's run. Anyway.
Serious answer.
Okay, Lynn, get ready.
Uh-oh.
Lynn wrote 3 JLA JSA team-ups. Who is the only JSA member to significantly appear in all 3? Him.
Ooh. The Sandman?
Oh, good. I have a bonus for you. Cronus. He's not quite as bad as Captain Oprah's outfit, but not including his hammer shirt, West Dog's original Sandman costume that's colored in the Silver Age, as what four colors prominently featured?
Holy crap.
You want it? Yeah, I got it.
Green was on suit. Suit was green. We're talking about his helmet, right?
Four colors in the whole costume.
Oh, the whole clothes, too.
Gas mask.
Oh, the original costume, not the Simon Kirby costume.
And this is the one in the Justice League?
This is the original classic double-breasted
blue. The one you did, the blue,
yellow,
green.
Green and brown. I think it's purple.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Blue, yellow, green, and purple.
Correct!
Look at that kid.
Standing ovation. He's gotten two questions right about
his own. That seems to be variously colored, believe it or not, brown or orange, adding even more flashy to this.
Yes.
The shirt apparently was pretty much always white, though.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously, he was colorblind, but didn't know it.
Or the colorist was.
There you go.
Is that you?
No.
No, that was.
Is that the British in the lead?
20.
No.
Okay. Oh, by the way, also, Len, on your track, on that one of those three stories, you only had one JLA member appear three times. That was Batman. Elongated Man was in all three of them, but he wasn't a member at the start.
Wow.
Okay.
I did stuff. What do you
think? Okay. Steve Englehart. Wrote a great but short run of Batman stories in the mid-70s. Name either one of the two not previously seen for decades Bat villains he brought back.
Hugo Strange.
That's one of them. That shot would be the other.
Thank you.
Great.
My reflexes aren't where they used to be.
And we'll give you a Batman one as well for the Adam West TV series again. In the Adam West Batman TV series, many locations were given obvious fictional names, such as Londinium for London and the like. But one university was mentioned by its real name twice. Once is where Bruce's great-grandfather attended and founded a well-known organization, and once is where King Tut's alter ego taught. Name this Ivy League university. Nope, this is bonus.
Oh, sorry. Let us suffer.
Go for it. I'm going to Princeton.
As an alumni of Yale,
Yeah.
His great grandfather founded Skull and Bones.
Oh no!
Yeah, I didn't think you were gonna be that obvious.
Also, it's the 50th anniversary of Captain America's return. But before that, the Acrobat disguised himself as Cap to somewhat ironically battle what hero?
Human Torch.
Correct. He's an unfortunate one who didn't come back from the Golden Age. At least not
that time.
Not as originally intended. Okay, bonus.
He's up back in his
all of that.
Yeah. Okay, guys, this one's tricky. Daredevil had his own version of the Sinister Six, the Emissaries of Evil, with five members of his, mostly lame as hell at the time, Rogues Gallery. Including its non-lame member, who is also a member of the Sinister Six. Name all five. We will allow you one miss with a retry. In other words, if you miss one, you get to try again. You still have to name all five.
Okay,
Mr.
Fear.
Mr. Fear.
That's your miss.
Oh! Mrs. Fear? then Owl.
Owl.
Purple Man.
Purple Man.
Okay, so far I've yet to name a single one of them.
Oh well.
How about if we get five wrong and one
right? I can name at least one.
Go.
Gladiator.
That's one.
Skeleton Man.
That's the one of the lame ones.
Yep.
Who are the other two really lame ones?
Yeah. The Matador never.
The Matador was lame. Yes, sure.
That's half of them. So we got the
Gladiator, Skeleton Man.
Gladiator, Skeleton Man.
Matador.
Hey, I gave three of them, so.
Leapfrog!
Oh, God.
And the one non lane member who's also at the Sinister Six? Anyone?
Electro.
Electro.
Okay. Electro.
Daredevil has terrible villains.
As I said,
we
like
didn't name the terrible ones. That was our mistake.
Yeah.
No money. We have to wait for enough of our time. We need time.
Clearly.
Two answers required. After the usual first five of Robin, Aqualad, Kid Flash, Wonder Girl, and Speedy, who were the next two heroes to join the Teen Titans?
Hawk and Dove.
Correct.
Well done. Now we're trapped. And have to answer.
It's okay. Oh, I like this one. Aquaman and Mira got married in 1964. So we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the first on-panel marriage ceremony of a prominent DC superhero that wasn't a dream, hoax, or imaginary story. Yes, we do have to specify this kind of crap.
Yep.
But it's also the 50th anniversary of the first on-panel, not a hoax, dream, or imaginary story marriage ceremony of a prominent DC supervillain whose marriage lasted until their spouse was killed in 1978. Name the villain, for no extra points when present in the room, also name their spouse.
Maybe. Luther and the other one. Oh, yeah.
Luther?
That is correct.
Good for you.
Lex Luthor. Yeah. And his spouse's name?
I don't.
Something with L's in it. La 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 la.
Lady La La.
No, Superman had a fixation. No.
But I know he blamed Superman for her death.
Dora of the planet Lexor.
Okay. In Lexor, that's pronounced with an L.
Yes.
Lenora.
Yes, Nelson Ridwell told us that.
The three L's are silent, yes, of course. Okay, back to toss-ups. Okay, while it's been violated a lot over the years, Metamorpho originally could only turn into about 20 elements.
Hold on. Sorry. Are you still lit there, Peter?
I'm not.
You're
good? No, I don't think that counts.
That's good.
Okay, that's good.
Clear. Okay. I've been waiting a lot to do this panel every year, trust me.
Well, it's been violated a lot over the years. Metamorpho originally can only turn into about 20 elements. What do these elements have in common?
They are once found in the human body.
Significantly found, yes.
Yes.
So, kryptonite's right out.
But it's common in the Silver Age.
It's in the drinking
water. Probably is.
Vending machines had it.
Oh, okay. This is a good one. So Tana's introduction and first several appearances had her searching for her father, Zatara, and not just asking why the heck he named her Zatanna Zatara. Which four feature title characters did she team up with while in search of him before finding him? Remember, one of the characters who finally helped her find him initially fought her while she was in disguise in the previous meeting before actually finding the car, and so it doesn't count. They had to actually know they were keeping up with her.
Right, so that one is Batman, because they retconned Neverville into being Zatanna all along.
So Batman is not an answer, if that's what you're saying.
So then it's... It was Flash, Elongated Man, he wasn't a leaguer at the time, they dragged him in anyway, because, let's see, it was actually another Schwartz book. Flash, Elongated Man. I want to say the Atom, but this was done like years before I was even born.
Useless excuses.
Yeah. Well, it's less excuses.
Let's go back. Flash, Elongated Man, Green Lantern, Adam.
You got three. It was not Flash, it was Hawkman. Who was the first one she met. And as they were basically discussing, the retcon, Batman, Father in Disguise, it was brought into the finale in the JLA story because Batman TV show. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Okay. Also, when Captain America first became Nomad, his costume had one element he always wished his cap outfit had, but he got rid of it during the
cape.
Okay, you want to tell us why?
Because he tripped on it, he stepped on it when he was going to battle for the first time.
Exactly, he tripped over his own cape.
Choked himself.
He becomes a new challenger.
Are you going to join us?
Oh, I don't know if the white people say okay.
I suppose
it's okay.
Okay, when he asked me to come here, I was doing it.
It's fine. One more.
No, I was going to interrupt you.
take this.
Yeah, they didn't know my swift play.
Now yeah, it would be four against two, so we're going to go.
Wait, is there
have announced an official trade here. Iron Fist's signature move is to strike with a fist like unto a thing of iron. How did he get that power? Toss up.
He killed a dragon and stuck his hand in its heart.
Close enough. He pretty much did made it unconscious. You know.
Yeah, I wrote that story.
You didn't know the answer to the story.
No, I forgot to push the beeper.
Look, he's already gotten two right. And it's pushing it. So.
Well, let me get this straight. You have questions on there from someone who wrote the questions.
Yeah.
Yes, the thing is, before you got here, Lynn, for the second time in 15 years, actually got a question about his own work for Rex. Believe me, he's not an advantage to Lynn to have questions about his own work.
He got two questions about his own work.
I said two.
Yeah.
The second time. Okay. So, let's see. Bonus.
That I remember somehow.
Okay. First, the Black Widow was offered the Witcher's membership at the same time as Hercules, but she declined. Then she was offered the Avengers membership at the same time as Daredevil, and he declined, but she accepted. Not including the issue where she accepted membership on the last page, within two, how many issues did Natasha's first, this is a bonus, run as an Avenger last?
Not including the issue she accepted.
Right.
Okay.
It's just so recently biased, really.
And this is all pre-1985, so
I was three when all this stuff came out.
I was three. I was right.
Why don't you guys have some questions?
You guys can talk about it too. This is one talking.
Who is 50? 75.
Do we get to answer if they can't get it?
She doesn't hurt.
So, yeah.
Exactly right. She lasted a whopping one issue before she said, the heck with this, I'm going back to San Francisco and move Matt Murdock.
Which is completely understandable.
Okay.
Wasn't that your excuse, huh?
No.
He's literally a member.
Okay.
And they say love is blind.
This is going to be fun.
Excuse me.
She came back.
Toss up. Everyone eligible. At least when you quit talking.
Me.
Ready? After realizing that Captain America was involved with her sister, who did Peggy Carter become age-appropriately romantically involved with, resulting in, I believe, the first long-term interracial relationship?
The Falcon.
Incorrect. I point
the Black Panther.
Incorrect. More 5-point penalties.
Shit, you take penalties? Oh, yeah, you started there, right?
Okay. Resulting in the first, I believe, long-term interracial relationship. You guys have a shot at it. Let's confer.
I was going to say Dave Jones.
That would be correct. Dave Jones, former Highland Commander and also a fellow agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep. What kind of question is it? Hey, name my first girlfriend.
Maybelline.
That would be correct.
Wow! Lynn, did you write a story number?
No, I did not. Otherwise, I'd be expecting a standing ovation.
Okay. Bonus for the fans. Aquaman number 18 ended with Arthur and Derek tying the knot, certainly a major event in Aquaman's life. But the story starts with an event at pretty much the same level of importance in his life and led to him marrying Mira. Dude, what was that event?
You're mumbling.
Sorry.
Okay, that's our bonus, right?
Yes.
What was the question?
Basically, what happened at the start of the issue where at the end Aquaman is marrying Mira? Happened was just as important to Aquaman in terms of a life event as getting married.
Okay.
They passed this thing when he said she passed someone underwater.
That would be it.
Yeah.
His coronation?
Close enough. Basically, he swims into Atlantis and they say, Earl King died, we elected you king, but I have to go on patrols. We'll let you go on patrols, and if you don't take the kingship, we'll have civil war. Okay, next one.
Wait.
And thus 30 issues were born.
Wait. And you're going to think I'm playing, but I'm not playing. This is not a joke. I have a PhD, and to get that PhD, I could not answer questions close enough.
This is not a PhD.
Boy, it's a thud.
The problem is, I only have a master's.
We are very grateful.
Really?
What about a master?
Yep.
No, masters.
Nobody got it. Right over there.
I got it.
This is just semantics anyway. Coronation, elected king, whatever.
Yes, he was elected.
Close enough for Star Wars.
Yes.
Okay.
I like being elected King Wing United and running
for games. Well, as I said, it will happen for you. All the other candidates canceled each other out, and there'd be a civil war if he didn't accept. He was the
Ralph Nader.
What is Batman?
The Dark Horse Plum.
Okay, close enough.
Okay. Also,
all right, here we go.
The Wayne Foundation was originally named what?
The Alfred Foundation.
That would be correct. Alfred B. Bennett at the time.
He got better.
Well done.
Yeah, did you remember?
No, mostly
did. Alfred not.
He's turning from the field.
Turned into an absolute supervillain.
Okay. Ooh, Len.
Yes,
I'll answer.
All right, here we go.
The JLA, JSA debuff, Len wrote, where they rescue the seven soldiers of victory, starts with the JLA having a party to celebrate their 100th meeting anniversary.
Right.
Three people who had never been full members or staff of ours were invited and showed up to the party. Name them, and for no points but to impress the room, name similarly status person who was invited and didn't show up.
If it's any help, Lynn, I asked this exact same question last year.
Did you? Oh,
okay. I wish I did.
I know it's no help, but I had to say it.
Hey, I'm helping you now.
By vote 2017. How many?
I don't remember.
Probably not.
You wrote it. I don't think that's
going to buy it.
Everybody possible. I don't think that's going to be something we should talk about. I don't do it.
Metamorpho.
Yes.
One.
Adam Strange.
Adam Strange.
He was the one who didn't show. He was
Doctor Strange. Is it close enough?
Doctor Strange crossed universes.
Elongated Man.
That would be another
one. That would be me.
And so that's the finger to get wrong on. Okay.
He wasn't a Mimucker. No. What year was this guy?
Oh God.
1975, 76.
No, it was before that because I wasn't working for DC. 73.
Yeah, I. Wait, Phantom Stranger.
Nope, that was, you didn't brought him in later. Zatanna.
Ah.
And then you completely ignored Stargate the Sorcerer, who Mike Greenwich, you made an honorary member about 3 issues back. But.
I completely ignored everything Mike wrote.
Not smart.
Which is why everyone liked my run so much. I followed Mike. It wasn't that difficult.
Yeah,
Mike's an old friend.
Old
one. Until about
not
now. He's a terrible writer.
Nice, one of the nicest guys I know. You just dismissed him.
I just went
just that
snap.
That town.
We might be very young.
Okay. So,
I guess we're dead now because we're out of answers.
No, no, you already got it wrong. Adam Strange was wrong. He was the one who was invited but didn't show up. That was the extra points.
So,
what was Snapper Carr's take on this whole thing at that point?
It was nice of the JLA to have invited me, even though I betrayed them, but I can't bring myself to face them.
And then, like.
Ah!
Okay. After almost 30 years real time, Dick Grayson finally graduated high school. What college did he go to?
Hudson?
Yep. Probably.
God bless you.
Who has it?
It was Tony.
It was Tony.
Yeah.
Tony's ours.
Oh, good. Excellent. That I knew.
It's probably an analog to Cornell, but no, I think I would officially say
that. That one I knew.
Okay.
That one.
Did you?
I knew that.
Yes. Cool. Okay.
So,
remember, we can discuss it. So.
Yes, we can. Okay, so what's our
version? The Earth 2 Batman, actively, as opposed to a cameo image or brief mention in dialogue, participated in only one JLA-JSA team-up. What third group of heroes were also in that team-up?
I know it, but it's not the same soldiers. I don't remember who it was, but it was like, see the name. But it wasn't the same. Okay. Maybe it was a simulation. Just pretend I'm not in this conversation.
Thanks, Alwa.
Just give me a second.
Okay.
You probably wrote it.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Did Len write it?
Is
Earth-3
thing? I think he did.
Yes.
Okay, so wait a second.
Liv did not write it. Sorry, I've seen something else.
I did not write it. Okay.
So it's Heel Tip, not Earth-3?
Yes.
That's the name of
the Crimson.
No, that was Owlman.
That was what?
On Earth-3, it was Crimson. It was the World Bank.
That's Compton.
Okay, so the Killer from Compton. I did not.
And then there was the one for the adult Robin from the Batman costume.
Right.
I love that one.
We haven't handed it yet. We're working on it. So that takes care of the seven soldiers and the freedom fighters. They're out. Because the last one I did was a one-parter where we brought Sandy back.
Mike Frieder tried to translate his ass, I came up?
Oh, he must have.
And who would he have been with?
Well, they didn't start bringing in other groups until I did. So it would have to be after me, I think.
That was actually correct.
Yeah. Paul did the Legion.
Do you think that was right after your run?
Well,
Shazam came
after me. That's really Captain
Marvel. Stop saying Shazam. You want to
get the Fawcett here? Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
The Fawcett heroes. So that's Shazam, Squadron of Justice. I think it's how they will, but the Fawcett heroes.
Yes! I knew it was the episode. That's correct. That was close enough.
There's no more parts of that. Or that was the only
thing. I knew it was the
episode. That's all we needed.
Oh, how are we going to go with the episode?
You know what that did? You are now 5 points in the lead, 105-100.
Oh my God, we're ahead.
What?
No, you're a whole button.
We're gonna call time. They're gonna pass. Let's go.
Ready? Yeah, we're tossing.
In her pre-Spider-Man number 86 appearances, what color was Black Widow's hair?
Yes.
Blonde.
Nope.
Black.
Clearly, for the buzzer, you only get one shot.
Oh, now I only get one shot. Before, you just get like 5 seconds.
It was black.
I said black.
If you don't start with black, you can't go back. Beast to Beast.
And you did say it one point.
I swear, it says close to
Dark Star. You said Dark Light.
So that's
Darkstar.
There's too many darks! Can these characters in comics
stop. We're already pushing it. No.
Okay. I can see that. So, however, you are now in the lead by 5 points.
They got points for that?
No, for the toss up. Don't worry, it's going to be this ball game, man.
Alright,
fair enough. Maybe a question
on toss up. Not the Grey Ghost, but what actual pulp hero was an inspiration to young Bruce Wayne and later cried?
The Shadow.
Anthony, you can change yourself.
What?
It's the Shadow.
Right.
It wasn't Garo.
And later tried to miss your Batman with his guns.
It wasn't Garo?
Right.
There are two Shadow stories where you teamed up with Batman, or DC on the rights.
That's not right.
And you can buy the original color guide from that story at my desk in Harvey Fatley, right?
No, I understand your argument. Both of those are retcons.
No, that's not right. It was Zorro.
No, that's a retcon as well.
Actually, Zorro is a pulp character, too.
Yes,
he is.
It was Zorro.
And he was coming back. Wait a minute. He was coming back from the movie theater, and he was also inspired
was Zorro.
By
that's
Zorro.
Zorro.
However, I don't believe Zorro ever tried to get Bruce Wayne's guns.
No, that's true. But that was that part.
There are two. If we listen to the whole question, that would be
that
it. We're trying to give him his guns.
Okay. Tupac gave him his guns.
Bonus question for the fans. Eat your heart out, Wolverine. After Hawkeye became a regular character in the Avengers, starting in number 16.
Hawkeye.
Yeah, you guys should be the answer anyway.
I know.
Okay.
We'd like to hear it.
Anyway, after Hawkeye became a regular character in Avengers, starting from number 16, no one knew what to call him other than his superhero name for quite a while. Then 5, how many issues of the Avengers did it take from number 16 before the readers learned that his real name was Clint Barton and that he had a brother as Barney?
What kind of question is that?
It's a Tom Galloway question.
It's a Tom Wells question.
I know about the story.
I mean, who knows? What kind of question?
How many pages were there before Superman number 1 and yesterday?
Mark Wade.
Yeah, I was going to say
Well, okay, it's the first appearance of. I have no clue what that one was off the top of my head.
I never
realized.
5!
48.
Yeah, that was a good question.
And then we.
5.
Why was Roy a bad name for. A bad boy for giving Hawkeye that name?
That
because.
Clint was
occasionally, when there were print problems, and the L and the I in Clint would run together. And so they wouldn't have made a level.
So it would have spelled Sarah.
There were certain words like flick, flicker, and Clint that were verboten in comic books, and Roy snuck it through.
Yes, and thus, Clint Flicker never made it.
Yes.
Studying your jaw.
Vicky Bear.
Wrong.
Bitch.
Possibly correct, but we'll let them answer.
So we don't lose 5 points.
No,
we
don't.
No.
Rephrase.
Thank God.
Basically,
I can answer the question, and you can answer it. Do you have questions to help you answer the question?
I couldn't hear the question as you were talking over it the first time.
But we do, and the movies, this is what we do.
Who realized Bruce Wayne was Batman because she had spent so many evenings studying his jaw?
Oh,
her thought, basically.
Oh.
And for the pickup, no.
Yeah, I actually got it.
Well, it's not going to hurt us.
Any question?
Silver St. Cloud.
That is correct.
Oh, damn it. They
got it.
Ma'am. Could you not hold up
that? Steve Englehart question.
5 minutes?
No. Could you not hold up that sign that says 3 minutes? Because my wife holds it up for me all the time. It doesn't have a whole lot of good things to come to that. She's not really happy when she holds up. Oh, 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Oh, that's
well, you've never seen that sign before.
Right. Oh, no.
Can we go back to the 15-minute one?
Okay.
He was a Batman 66. We need to end on a high. This is the 40th anniversary of the first wedding of two members of the Legion of Superheroes, Bouncing Boy and Dirty Dancer.
Yes.
What two characters attended, even as an Easter egg, who at some point in their lives were pre-crisis Justice League members? As a hint, if you remember where the wedding was held, you should get this.
Wow. San Francisco?
I'd like to phone Mark Waid.
Sorry, so...
Two people who were pre-crisis Justice League members.
Attended the wedding. At some point in their lives, they were just... Yeah, they were not necessarily members at the time, but
everyone at Justice
League. Pre-crisis, I said. Back when they had standards. Well, except for the time.
No, that's not good. You'll work.
Okay, so bonus one.
Yes, that would be great. That would be good.
Okay, so
it's
our toss-up, huh?
Yeah, those are your bonus.
There's no bonus. Yeah.
Suddenly realized that...
Actually... Superman, Supergirl.
Nope. Superman is Greg preparing Superboy. The wedding was held at Mons Olympus on Mars, and they drew Martian Manhunter in the back of the crowd as a very noticeable Easter egg. Also, Mars Argus. Don't try to copy it.
Who in God's name?
Well, not what I do.
Mark Waid.
Mark Waid.
Okay.
Was Supergirl there, though?
She has been now.
Close okay. Last one.
Last one. Okay. Here we go.
It's not chicken.
Foggy Nelson is, of course, Matt Murdock's friend and law partner. What's Foggy's actual...
Franklin.
That is correct.
Drop the mic.
Okay.
We got it. We're going for the bonus, guys.
The bonus.
You'll love this one.
Uh-oh.
Happy 50th anniversary to the Mandarin and his 10 rings of power.
Oh, no. Don't
yeah, you're way ahead of it. That's actually written here. Yes, you're
just
right.
One stop and I'm going to bring you to.
No. You're not going to go there.
Too late. We don't want to run.
Name four of the ten powers.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Okay, so power of persuasion, power of love.
I think it's
power of love was the Huey Lewis one.
Power book.
Was there a disintegrator?
Power book.
I think there might have been. There was
power man.
Was there
power
feet? Was there flight?
Black power. Black power. Black power. No, I remember
that. Yes,
Michael, you do recall the Mandarin was Chinese, right?
I don't recall it. No,
power
no,
Senator, I don't recall it.
The power of Chow Man was very good.
Chow Man?
When you see that shit on YouTube, that was very good.
What a horrible way to end all an illustrious career.
Was it something to do a blinding light?
Power of the blinding light? The power of one man's idea?
I like the power of love.
That's the power of love.
Yes,
but like I say, that was the power of
heat. Power
of heat.
Okay, yes.
Heat power.
Okay, we got one. We got three more to go, guys. What is
cold
say?
Power. Do you have a freeze power?
A cold power?
Freeze
of
power.
If you got one, you got it.
Two.
That's two.
Two.
See?
You have already. That's two, so we're going to need two more powers.
Yes.
You have the black power. That's not an answer. I'm just putting that out there because it was funny.
Actually, I will accept that. Black Light Dark Force is one of the
black power.
Fans, 130.
What?